They called it the Umbrella Murder, with BookBeat on Ron Swaim. A Bulgarian dissident, Georgi Markov, was killed on London's Waterloo Bridge by a poisoned pellet thought to have been fired from an assassin's umbrella gun. Markov was one of Bulgaria's top writers until his defection and his anti-government broadcast over Radio Free Europe. His widow, Annabelle, has written the introduction to a book drawn from Markov's broadcast, The Truth That Killed.
He trained as a chemical engineer, but I think he always wanted to be a writer. When he was a student, he took part in a student conspiracy against the regime, and he was imprisoned, and that had a very profound effect on him. And he came out of that thinking that if he had to exist in such a system, he was going to rise to the top of it. And in 1962, he published his first novel, Men, which made him famous overnight.
But Annabelle says Markov began to run afoul of the regime.
He started writing plays and novels that were more and more outspoken against the system. One of his plays was actually singled out for censure in an article by the president, Todor Zhivkov.
In 1969, one of Markov's plays was being read before Bulgaria's cultural committee.
Halfway through the play, some friends came to Georgi and they said, "You're in trouble, you have to leave, you must get out." And he did. He left Bulgaria that day. He had an exit visa for Italy because of his privileged position, and he just left.
Annabelle Markov says her husband took most of his writing with him when he fled.
He'd kept diaries for 15 years, and he had to burn them when he left. And they were the basis of his memoirs, but he remembered everything. And in 1975, he started telling those memoirs over Radio Free Europe.
Police in London are convinced that Georgi Markov was murdered by a Bulgarian hitman. His posthumous book of memoirs is called The Truth That Killed, published by Tickner and Fields. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The murder of Georgi Markov sounds like something out of a paperback thriller. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Markov was Bulgaria's leading novelist and playwright, sentenced in absentia to 6.5 years in prison for criticizing the regime. Defecting to the West, he began broadcasting his memoirs on Radio Free Europe and the BBC. His widow is Annabelle Markov.
And it was after he started these particular series of talks that he received warnings that a decision had been taken by the Bulgarian Politburo to kill him.
Annabelle says that her husband, fearful of being poisoned, took great precautions.
We never invited anybody to the house who we didn't trust, and Georgi would never eat at the house of anybody he didn't trust.
Annabelle says several threats never materialized, and Georgi was caught off guard when the attack finally came in London.
He was crossing Waterloo Bridge on his way to do an evening shift for the BBC, and he was passing a bus stop, and he felt a jab in the top of his right thigh. Just a little jab, hardly noticeable. He turned round, and there was a man behind him who said, "I'm sorry," in a foreign accent, and dropped an umbrella.
Annabelle Markov believes Georgi was hit by a poison pellet fired not by an umbrella gun, but by some other weapon. The umbrella dropped to divert attention.
Of course, the press loved the image of the foreign assassin using this most British of all symbols, the umbrella.
The memoirs that Georgi Markov broadcast, which led to his murder, are now in book form, The Truth That Killed, with an introduction by Annabelle Markov.
This book has engendered great interest in Georgi Markov as a writer rather than Georgi Markov as the victim of a bizarre crime. And I think it'll be not too difficult to get those other works published in the future.
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.